Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Echo in the Canyon is not one of the greatest documentary films, but it has its charms, especially for contemporary music fans. Echo in the Canyon depicts the 1965 to 1967 Laurel Canyon, Los Angeles music scene, when singer-songwriters, musicians, and groups, including the Beach Boys, Mamas and the Papas, Buffalo Springfield, and later Crosby, Stills and Nash, and others gathered to live, hang out, and write one pop rock music chart topper after another. The film is directed by Jacob Dylan, son of singer-songwriter Bob Dylan. The linchpin of the documentary film, Echo in the Canyon, is a concert that Jacob Dylan put together for himself, Beck, Regina Spektor, Fiona Apple, Jade Castrinos, Cat Power, and Nora Jones in the Orpheum Theater, Los Angeles, to perform hit songs and lesser-known songs by singer-songwriters and pop-rock music groups associated with Laurel Canyon. Jacob Dylan is noted for the rock group The Wallflowers and the hits Sixth Avenue Heartache and One Headlight, and he has received 2 Grammy Awards. Echo in the Canyon posits the case with interviews by producer Lou Adler, the Beatles drummer Ringo Starr, the Beach Boys songwriter Brian Wilson, and others to substantiate the causal effect from the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds record album, released in 1966, to the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, released in 1967. The songs, songwriting, and the scene are discussed by, in addition to the aforementioned interviewees, the Mamas and the Papas' Michelle Phillips, the Love and Spoonfuls' John Sebastian, Buffalo Springfield's David Crosby and Stephen Stills, the Byrds' Roger McGuinn, the Hollies' Graham Nash, singer-songwriter Jackson Browne, rock star Eric Clapton, and the late Tom Petty, to whom the film is dedicated. The interviews are insightful and frequently funny, some intentionally so, some inadvertently. It's a wonder any songwriting or recording got done, given the laissez-faire hippie lifestyle of most of the songwriters, singers, and musicians. Jacob Dylan has a nice offhand manner in his way of questioning. If he ever wants to quit his night job, he has a career as a video journalist. The film is directed by Andrew Slater in his film directorial debut and written by Slater and Eric Barrett, a producer of music videos. Echo in the Canyon is directed in a meandering way, not unlike the two-lane road that winds through Laurel Canyon. Echo in the Canyon is interlaced with performances of hits from the Laurel Canyon songbook performed by Jacob Dylan and friends. Hearing the revamped versions, balanced against snippets of the recordings, makes you realize how great, powerful, and Oz-like were the original hits. Archival performance footage of the Laurel Canyon groups performing their hits back in the day makes the case for greatness even more so. That said, Echo in the Canyon is a must-see for popular music aficionados, especially those who live to hear it, want to relive it, or learn more about it, and also for those who want to know what a time it was, and what a time it was. Echo in the Canyon is MPAA-rated PG-13 for language. Opening July 19 are The Lion King. Jon Favreau directs the voice talents of Donald Glover, Beyoncé, Seth Rogen, and Chiwetel Ejiofor in the computer-generated imagery animation musical remake. David Crosby, Remember My Name. A.J. Eaton directs David Crosby, Cameron Crowe, Henry Ditz, and Graham Nash in the documentary film about the life and career of Crosby, Stills, and Nash folk rock band's David Crosby. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.